Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1421. Visible, translated text is as follows. Testify to the facts above set out, and neither movant not his counsel could have discovered the same by the exercise of due diligence. Roser and Brandon, Leonard Haas, H.J. Howd, R.F. Arnold, Addis, for movant, Georgia, Fulton County. Personally appeared Leo M. Frank, who upon oath deposes and says that the facts in the above and foregoing amendment for new trial are just and true as they stand. Leo M. Frank, sworn to and subscribed before me, this 24th day of April, 1914. C.W. Burke, N.P. Fulton Company, Georgia. State of Georgia. In Fulton Superior Court versus Leo M. Frank. Extraordinary motion for new trial at March term, 1914. Georgia, Fulton County. Personally came before the undersigned attesting officer, Leo M. Frank, who upon oath says that neither at his original trial, nor at the time of making his original motion for new trial, nor at the time the same was overruled, did he have any knowledge of the facts testified to by Mrs. Maud Bailey or Mrs. May Barrett, as set forth in their affidavits made in this case. Affiant from Tuesday, April 29th, 1913, has been in prison and has been unable to go out and investigate the evidence of his case, and has been compelled to rely upon others to do the work for him. He exercised all possible diligence, under the circumstances, to ascertain all facts which throw any light upon the truth of the charge against him.